far as the injuries go, Alan Bailey and Philip Gaines are still going through the protocol. We'll probably know something later, maybe today. We'll see how all that works. Jay Howard has a shoulder sprain, and then Josh Maga has an oblique strain. And really, the rest of the guys are okay. Jamal came in today and did his work, and they did some stuff with him after the game that he was able to take home with him to keep the swelling down his knee and ankle, and he felt pretty good today. And really everybody else here, everything worked out okay. So, again, we appreciated the crowd that was there yesterday and the noise they were able to generate. And that always helps when you're going against a good opponent, and particularly the Raiders. I mentioned that I thought the Raiders had done a nice job with that program there, Reggie and Tony at the coaching position there, and they've got that team playing at a high level. I thought from our standpoint, it was good to kind of get back on track in all three phases. Took the offense a little bit longer to get there than the other two phases, but once it kicked in, it and we eliminated some of those penalties, things worked out better for us, and we're able to sustain drives. It was good to get 10 different guys the football, throwing the football, and I thought Alex played well. The offensive line picked up their game a notch and played well. Defensively, I thought really for four quarters we played good football and executed Bob's plan to a T, and then added good emotional, aggressive football within that. The guys showed great pride there. And then Dave and the schemes that he has, in particular in the return games, they showed up. It was good to get DeAnthony loose there. And you could see offensively and on special teams, when you get him in space, what he can do. So I thought he did a nice job. Tribute to John Dorsey we're sitting here later in the year, and all of a sudden you're seeing these guys, the Albert Wilsons of the team produce. Fulton has continued to mature, and D. Ford, you saw him get out there the last 2 weeks. He's had a lot of snaps, and yesterday came up with a sack. And DeAnthony and Santos, even though he was off a tad yesterday, we got to get the snap, hold, kick, all that whole thing working a little smoother than what it is right now. He's done well this year. He had a couple of good kickoffs too yesterday. So, and then you just spice that up with Bobby Bell graduating from college, man, 74 years old, and doggone, Lynn Dawson banging the drum. It was a good day. Good day. Anyways, time's yours.
Any thoughts on your run defense yesterday?
Yeah, we did a better job. I thought of staying square up front and kind of constricting the lanes, and the linebackers playing downhill, and safeties got involved in that too. And actually a few of the snaps, the corners got involved. I thought we tackled better. Fundamentally, it just seemed like we were a little bit better in that area yesterday than what we had been.
On the injury front, you didn't mention Tomba, but he took some snaps.
Tomba actually is pretty good. He had some swelling on his knee last week. It's not in there right now, which is a plus. He took the majority of the snaps yesterday, although D spotted them, and we had some guys rotate in there, but he was able to get a couple snaps off there during the game.
You mentioned the snap, hold, kick thing. I mean, has there been an issue in the whole process there? Was that the issue yesterday?
Well, yeah, there was a bit of that. We were off just a tad, and we got to get that thing back on track, so. That was yesterday. That's not necessarily the way it's been every kick, no. But.
I mean, is that a pretty delicate thing in your experience? I mean, can that be a hard thing to keep on the track you want it to go on?
Yeah, well, you got three factors there. You got the snapper, who you've got to stay accurate with that, and you got to be consistent with it. You got the holding phase of it. That too, you know, you're asking him to place it and do that accurately, and then you've got the kicker that's got to work through in a certain rhythm. And you know, as a snapper and the holder, you want to make sure you keep that kicker in rhythm and not allow that to be altered at all. And then that kicker knows that not everyone's going to be perfect, and he's got to still strike the ball if it gets off of rhythm a bit.
What was your impression of Jamil?
Yeah, you know what? I thought he did good. Yeah, no, I thought he. Yeah, are there a few he'd like to probably have back? But towards the end of the game, there he had a couple that they got him. But I thought he played strong, and he attacked the ball. He was aggressive with the ball in the air. It looked like he was transitioning out of his breaks pretty good. He had a couple of nice tackles. He had one physical one right there at the end where he picked the guy up and put him down and disallowed a couple first downs on third down tackles, which was good.
Especially yesterday, until the end, like I said, it seemed like the cornerbacks had big coverage a lot. The difference from last year in general, it seemed like the technique that was just better. Well, what's the biggest change with those guys as far as being a stick receiver?
Yeah, well, yesterday, every week's different, right? You know that too. So, I mean, yesterday I thought the pressure that we were able to generate up front didn't give the quarterback a lot of time to set his feet. And then with that, the routes kept getting shorter and shorter and shorter. So that he wasn't able to hang on to it long, so they were dialing up more three-step and five plant-and-throw routes. And then you can tighten it up a little bit on the outside. So it all kind of works together. That was yesterday. So every week's a little different, though.
Yeah, I know you mentioned a lot of the one guy that kind of stood out to you. But you know, another guy that's been playing pretty well last month is Jay Howard. Just before he got hurt, what was your impressions of what he's been giving you over the last month?
Yeah, Jay, he's continued to improve. He's kind of in an area that he hasn't been in this league, where he's been asked to play a lot. So, and there's a point where you got to kind of push through. You'll see that with the young guys. You know, the one I didn't mention was Gaines, who's also one of the rookies that's played very well when I mentioned the other guy. But Jay has really pushed through kind of that wall that presents itself this time of the year. And played good football. He's strong and very athletic.
He seems to be competitive too. I kind of notice that if he gets beaten badly on a play, he has a knack for coming back the next play. You know, make doing something, you know, making a play. Is that common, or is that just kind of part of the sport?
Yeah, listen. I mean, Coach Brazier preaches that all the time. You know, forget the last play. You know, forget it. Learn from it. Move on. And he does that. I mean, He follows that and normally does. If he does get beat up a little bit, then he comes right back with something good. So, but you want to stay consistent. And that was one of the things that he worked hard on this year, and I'm proud of him for getting that straightened out, just where he didn't have the highs and the lows, and took his game kind of and smoothed it out a little bit. Yeah.
Andy, what's it going to take for this team to fire in all three phases to where it's all?
Yesterday was, we did pretty, I thought we did a pretty good job on that, but you're never going to come out of a game where it's flawless. We don't even use that term doesn't exist in football. So you're going to have the ups and downs and the ebb and flow of a game, and you've got to kind of work through those. But our challenge is we've got to, the positive here is we can be so much better than what we were yesterday. We took a positive step forward, in particular from the 3 weeks before, and now we can build on that. So we got a ton of things to work on, and we just go back and start doing that. on Wednesday.
And when Maga got hurt, was there somebody who took over the headset?
Yeah, Joe Mays, jumped on that, yeah.
Dwayne Bowe went over 7,000 yards in his career. It's my first Chiefs player to do that. Mm-hmm. Had some chunk yardage yesterday.
Yeah.
What did you see from him yesterday, and just how much has he done for you guys?
Yeah, Dwayne's one of the, my favorite guys I've had a chance to coach. He keeps it real out there every day and brings energy every day. You don't have big ups and downs and personality or anything else. He gives you – he enjoys doing what he does. He never complains that he doesn't get the ball enough or wants the ball or this. He just wants to win, and I appreciate that. And we go to him when we need to, when we need completion. He knows we're coming to him, so and he delivers. And so I think we all have a lot of trust in him as coaches and players around him, and a lot of respect for him and how he goes about his job.
In the same vein, is there things that you kind of have a nice little trio overseas there that kind of complement each other when he actually set into a game for the first time this year? Like Wilson can go deep and show bad. Bond's a professional, goes short, and then Bo does what he does. What do you think of that trio?
Yeah, well, you try, you know, as a coach, you try hard to play to the player's strength and then let them work on the things they need to work on. I mean, that's one of the things you try to do. We've tried to do that with all the guys. And when they have an opportunity to get in and play, the neat part is we've got a lot of them that can play right now and do, that have strengths and enjoy playing the game. So the three you mentioned got the majority of the time yesterday, but you saw Frankie get a big catch yesterday and for us on third down. And it's nice to see Albert continue to improve. Some of that we saw in training camp, then he had the high ankle, and then he came back and got himself healthy again, and now he's showing the same things he kind of showed during camp. And then Jason's been doing it for a lot of years. Very good short to intermediate receiver there. He does a nice job with all that.
Just the last thing for me, yes, you talk a little bit about the professionalism of Avant. What is he given this room, just with his presence, and what are some of the things he does that, you know, kind of make him a good influence?
Yeah, well, he's a good person, number one. And then he works his game like no other. I mean, he'll tell you he's not the fastest guy in the world, but he's got great balance and quickness and knows how to set routes up. But he knows how to do that because he goes out and he works and works and works. He's out there before practice. He's quizzing the coaches, talks to the defensive backs, stays after practice and works it. I mean, it's just practice, 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 practice with him. And you grow to appreciate how he does his job.
Last couple out. Andy, going back to Dwayne Bowe for a second, he talked about he doesn't complain about it when he doesn't get the ball. I know you've got some experience from Philly about receivers who have complained when they haven't gotten the ball. Don't you want a little bit of that? Is that necessarily a bad thing when a guy comes to you?
Yeah.
Well,
listen, I was lucky in Philly because I didn't have a lot of complaining going on. We
not even T.O.?
Well, not about getting the ball. T.O. never complained about getting the ball. Yeah, he never – not once did he complain about not getting the ball. He got it quite a bit, actually. So there was never a time he complained about that. His was other things. But he's doing well now. He's got a reality show, and he's getting all the balls he wants.
But is that necessarily a bad thing? A receiver who comes to you or comes to the quarterback and says, hey, throw me the ball?
Well, I don't know. I've been fortunate. I mean, I've had a lot of good receivers, and I've really never had that issue. I've never had to deal with that. So I'm not, I want them to want the ball. Don't get me wrong. You want the guys. You want them all. I want Jamal to want to carry the football. But you also want them to be team players, right? So and understand the big picture of things. And so I've been fortunate to have those kind of guys.
You talked yesterday about Jamal coming out of the game because of maybe the concussion thing, and he was mad that he had to come out. You like that, though? I mean, you like that part of...
No, I do. I mean, I enjoy the competitive nature of the guys. We're all competitive. I mean, you guys are amongst yourselves, and I mean, we are amongst ourselves. We're all competitive. We're in this business, and so, yeah, you do want guys that are competitive. But at the same time, there has to be an understanding of the team, and so we've all got to, all of us here, have to understand that. And so nothing's bigger than the team. And you try to do from our from my position or Doris's position, Mark in his position, what's best for the Kansas City Chiefs. And then if you can keep all that intact, I think the players see that and they understand it, and it kind of rolls from there.
One last thing. Yeah. How do you feel about how your offensive line played yesterday, and specifically Jeff Linkenbach, and are you inclined to stay that way next week?
I thought Jeff did a good job, and then we'll see. I wasn't because of Mike McGlynn. It was just he was banged up a little bit and trying to get over that. So we can't have enough of those guys, and we'll see. But I did the offensive line. I thought played better yesterday as a group. I thought they played better, and. You know, we've got a big challenge this week with Pittsburgh, and so we need to keep improving in all spots.